AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. America's top diplomat is headed back to the Middle East amid fears the Israel-Hamas war could spiral into a bigger regional conflict. Sagar Magani has more.
Immediately after the war began, the Biden administration was relieved about what seemed to be the low potential for a broader Mideast battle. Since then, there have been attacks and assassinations in the Red Sea, Lebanon, Iran, Iraq. So Secretary of State Antony Blinken leaves this weekend for a fourth Mideast visit since the war began 2.5 months ago, with stops from Israel, the West Bank, Turkey, and other nations.
We don't expect every conversation on this trip to be easy.
Spokesman Matthew Miller says the region's facing both tough issues and choices as the U.S. seeks to avoid a bigger war. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Ahead of Blinken's visit, Israel's defense minister has laid out his vision for the next phase of the war in Gaza, describing an apparently scaled-down combat approach in northern Gaza while continuing to fight Hamas in the south of the territory, quote, for as long as necessary. Palestinian hospital officials say an Israeli strike today hit a home in an area of southern Gaza that the military had declared a safe zone, killing at least 12 people, almost all children. The Islamic State group has claimed responsibility for 2 suicide bombings in Iran yesterday at a commemoration for an Iranian general slain in a 2020 U.S. drone strike. Authorities say a 17-year-old opened fire at a high school in Perry, Iowa, killing a 6th grader and wounding 5 others. Mitch Mortvelt with the Iowa Division of Criminal Investigations in sound from WOI-TV.
Officers immediately attempted to locate the source of the threat and quickly found what appeared to be the shooter with a self-inflicted gunshot wound.
New vehicle sales rose 12% last year. This is AP News. Seth Sutel has the AP Markets Report.
Stocks finished mixed on Wall Street following reports showing that the U.S. job market remains solid, although perhaps a touch too strong. The S&P 500 slipped 0.3%. The benchmark index is on track for its first losing week in the last 10. The Dow rose 10 points, less than 0.1%. The Nasdaq Composite fell 0.6%. Walgreens Boots Alliance sank after cutting its dividend nearly in half in order to hold on to more cash. That helped overshadow gains for airlines and cruise ship operators. Treasury yields rose after reports indicated employers hired more people last month than had been expected. A separate report showed employers laid off fewer workers last week than had been forecast. Good news for workers, but it could help weaken the main hope that's driven Wall Street's recent big rally, namely that the economy is cooling down enough for the Federal Reserve to cut interest rates sharply this year. Seth Sutel, New York.
Thanks, Seth. And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.
WRCO News is sponsored by Meister Log and Lumber, buying logs and lumber throughout Wisconsin since 1936. And Walsh's Ace. Whatever you do, Walsh's Ace has you covered. Mostly cloudy to patchy clearing tonight, low in the low 20s. Mostly cloudy and milder tomorrow with a high of 34, and cloudy tomorrow night with a low of 24. Currently in Richland Center, the winds are out of the southeast at around 2 miles per hour, and our current temperature is 29 degrees.
Genuine steel products from Walsh's Ace are started, tested, and ready to go. Your steel purchase will include a warranty and expert advice from someone who's qualified to give it. And you can rest assured Walsh's Ace will be around when you, your children, or grandchildren need it serviced. Put steel to work for you with the help of Walsh's Ace. Real steel. Get yours now at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center.
Good evening. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. The Richland Center City Council approved a petition for annexation of property on Highway 14 East, known as the Old Co Tractor Lot. The petition was requested by the Richland Hospital and Clinic, the current owner of the property. TRHC had planned to build a new facility on the parcels, However, that project has been paused at this time. TRHC also intends to retain the 40-acre parcel to develop a new hospital and clinic facility at an unspecified time in the future, working with the City of Richland Center to establish utilities there in the meantime. The property was approved as commercial general. The Common Council agreed to pay annually to the Town of Richland an amount equal to the amount of property taxes the town levied on the annexed territory for the year 2023 of $631 for a total of $3,155. The council also approved securing auditing services with Johnson Block & Company for the year ending December 31st, 2023. Two consultants hired to analyze new state legislative boundary lines in Wisconsin after the state's high court tossed the current Republican-drawn maps will be paid up to $100,000 each in taxpayer money. Under the terms of the contracts made public today, each consultant will be paid an hourly rate of $450, up to $100,000 total. The state director of courts has the authority to exceed the maximum amount if she determines it's necessary. Last month, the court ruled that the current legislative maps are unconstitutional because many districts aren't contiguous. Voting is good for your health, according to the American College of Physicians. Research shows states with fewer barriers to voting have better health concerns. ACP President Omar Atik.
If there is more voter participation, there will be better health care policies and therefore better health care. We are looking at talking to patients about the importance of their voice in making sure that the national resources are allocated to where we have optimal health for everyone.
Studies link states with easy ballot access to better health outcomes, but a survey done in 2022 ranks Wisconsin 47th in ease of voting. People in Wisconsin pay about 10% of their income in state and local taxes. That's one of the lowest rates ever. The Wisconsin Policy Forum notes state taxes have been dropping over the last 50 years. They've never exceeded 11% of personal income since the Policy Forum started keeping track in 1970. 47 groups led by farmers got $1 million worth of grants from the state of Wisconsin last year. The money from the Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection supports farmer-led initiatives to improve Wisconsin's soil and water quality. This is the ninth round of grant awards since funding was made available in the 2015-17 state budget. Making simulations of child pornography with artificial intelligence may become a crime in Wisconsin. A legislative committee heard testimony yesterday on a bill. State Representative Calvin Callahan says AI images are created from real photos, and he says those children are victims. The Village Board in Plain will consider rezoning part of its industrial park to allow commercial businesses to set up shop. Its planned commission met last night and voted to change the zoning from industrial to commercial, paving the way of a proposed Dollar General to be built. During public comment, a local business owner spoke against the change, saying that the box store would hurt local businesses. The village president said that the board is trying to make its industrial park more commercial friendly. According to court documents filed in Indiana, the three people who allegedly kidnapped a child in Indiana, who were later arrested in Iowa County, had been in contact with the 11-year-old girl that was the subject of an Amber Alert in Indiana before taking her. The court documents say there was weeks of communication between the girl and two of the three people arrested before her disappearance on December 30th. The three people, all from South Dakota, face kidnapping charges in Indiana, which carries a maximum 6-year prison sentence. A nationwide arrest warrant has been issued for one of two men believed to be involved in a Barron County home invasion in December. The suspect was identified as Ryan Charpentier of Little Canada, Minnesota. The criminal complaint alleges the two men entered the home of a 70-year-old man, tied him up and pointed handguns at him, and stole guns, cash, and jewelry from the home. The victim also claims the men used a taser or stun gun on his face during the robbery. The second suspect has not yet been identified. A Weston man will serve a decade in prison for sexually assaulting children at a daycare center where he lived and worked. A Marathon County judge sentenced Sean Wild to 10 years in a state prison for inappropriately touching children in the basement of the center. The 24-year-old also filmed and photographed some of the incidents, saying it was part of a game he played with the kids. After the prison sentence, he will spend another 3 decades on probation and extended supervision, and the rest of his life on the state sex offender registry. With multiple wrong-way crashes in area counties recently, law enforcement officials say it's vital to stay aware of your surroundings and drive defensively. Accidents of this nature often happen because of confusion, distraction, or impairment. If you're on a freeway, county highway, or on a road in town and someone is headed directly at you, drive defensively and get out of the way as safely as possible. Then call 911. This is to possibly prevent that driver from creating a crash in another area. Portage County Sheriff tells News 9 he recommends staying in the right lane on divided highways unless you need to pass someone. This is a precaution in case someone comes at you unexpectedly. The Richland School District will hold a special school board meeting tonight at 6:30 in the high school IMC. Peter Leatherman of the Morris Leatherman Company will be joining the board meeting remotely to present the findings of a recent survey and how the public is likely to respond to voter questions. At the November 27th meeting, the board approved using the Morris Leatherman Company to conduct a public survey regarding the priorities of the district as it pertains to a possible referendum. At Monday's regularly scheduled meeting, there will be an agenda item to take action on a possible referendum. If an April referendum is sought, the administration will need to have Quarles and Brady draft the appropriate resolutions. These resolutions would need to be adopted at the January 22nd board meeting to meet the appropriate deadlines. General discussion will be had tonight, although no action will be taken at tonight's meeting. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources invites the public to celebrate the outdoors this winter at any of the several candlelight events happening across Wisconsin. These events kick off Saturday and are scheduled at different locations through March. These free to low-cost events typically begin around sunset and offer a variety of ways to enjoy the winter scenery after dark, including hiking, snowshoeing, and cross-country skiing. Many will include activities such as bonfires, hot chocolate, cider, and other refreshments available for sale or by donation, and some will have open warming shelters. Those who would like to participate by hiking and snowshoeing do not need to have any experience. These events offer no commitment opportunities for first-timers and can help build connections with other outdoor enthusiasts, those you can learn from during the time of year when many people stay indoors. Although the amount of gear needed varies, warm clothing with layers is recommended for all events. Trekking poles are optional. A headlamp or flashlight is recommended. Some properties may have other equipment, such as snowshoes or an outdoor track chair, available to check out. Contact the property to see what is available and to make reservations. Most properties will require a 2024 Wisconsin State Park admission fee and/or a state trail pass unless otherwise noted. A state park daily admission pass may be available to check out at participating libraries. Today's winner of $25 in the Crime Stoppers calendar raffle is Dan Slaney of Richland Center on ticket number 129.
Landowners manage a variety of assets every day. Trees on your property are an asset you shouldn't take for granted. The staff of Meister Log & Lumber has been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management team can help you make the decisions that will be in the best interest of you and your trees. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber at 608-434-4413.
Today is Thursday, January 4th. John A. Woolley, 101 of Richland Center, formerly of Stoddard and Viroqua, died December 20th at Schmidt Woodland Hills. Funeral services will be held Friday at 11 at St. Matthew's Evangelical Lutheran Church in Stoddard. Burial with military honors to follow at the Stoddard Cemetery. Friends may call at St. Matthew's Evangelical Lutheran Church Friday from 10 until the time of service at 11. A celebration of life will also be held Sunday at 1 at the Woodbrook Community Center in Lakeland, Florida. In lieu of flowers, contributions may be made to St. Jude Children's Hospital, a Grace Hospice, or Schmidt Woodland Hills. John A. Woolley, 101 of Richland Center, formerly of Stoddard and Viroqua. Avis M. Spencer, 73 of Richland Center, died December 20th. A celebration of life will be held Saturday from 11 to 3 at Turbo's in Hub City. A private family burial will be held in the Rockbridge Cemetery. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Avis M. Spencer, 73 of Richland Center. Janet M. Davis, 86 of Richland Center, died Monday at Pine Valley Community Village. No formal funeral services will be held. The Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center is assisting the family of Janet M. Davis, 86 of Richland Center.
All About Pets is a service of Strang's. One call does it all.
Heating and cooling systems are some of our most used appliances. When problems arise, the HVAC experts at Strang's are ready to help with your maintenance needs, 24-hour emergency service, or designing and installing a whole new heating and air system. Strang's has a long history of providing worry-free comfort with top brands like Lennox, Water Furnace, Grundfos, and Westinghouse. Call the team at Strang's to find out what they can do for your home. Strang's, people helping people, using experience and knowledge to serve the community.
As the new year begins, the Okooch Mountain Humane Society reminds everyone that Wisconsin winters bring challenges and concerns for both people and pets. OMHS urges you to use common sense when your pets go outdoors in very cold temperatures. If it's too cold for you to be outdoors for more than a short period of time, then it's probably too cold for your pets, too. Likewise, never leave pets and vehicles left outside in cold weather, as animal hypothermia is a real danger. Listen for more cold weather tips for pets throughout January. And in the meantime, keep both yourself and your pets safe and warm. All About Pets is a service of Strang's, highlighting the importance of pets and responsible pet ownership.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Where others have their branches, we have our roots.
Good evening. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, quiet conditions generally persisting here across the Midwest, with high pressure centered south of us keeping us fairly dry. A couple of snow flurries being noted yet over northern Wisconsin. It should stay quiet into tomorrow, but there will be two areas of active weather developing. One stretching from Illinois up toward Michigan by tomorrow night with some light snow. A second system running from the Dakotas through Minnesota into northwest Wisconsin, producing some snow there by tomorrow evening. Parts of northern Wisconsin could see 1 to 3 inches by early Saturday. The first part of that one should miss us, but the second part of it may clip us Saturday night into early Sunday with some light snow showers, maybe a dusting or a quarter inch. That's about it. Now, certainly looks like a strong winter storm will be developing in the southern plains by Monday, tracking up toward the central Great Lakes by Tuesday nights. That should bring some heavy snow and strong winds to places like Illinois, stretching up through northern Indiana and Michigan, possibly through southeast Wisconsin as well. Certainly bears watching. Although at this time, looks like the worst of it would miss us. We do have a better chance of some accumulating snow, though, toward the end of next week, as another strong storm comes further north into Wisconsin. Here's that forecast now. Tonight, mostly cloudy to patchy clearing, low temperature in the low 20s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy and milder, high of 34, southwest wind between 5 and 10. Friday night, cloudy, low 24. Saturday, cloudy with some flurries possible during the day, high in the mid-30s. A chance of some patchy light snow Saturday night, low 24. Sunday, cloudy in the morning, then some peaks of sun in the afternoon, high in the mid-30s. Monday, mostly cloudy, low 21, high at 33. A good chance of light snow Monday night into Tuesday. Looks like just small accumulations here. Kind of breezy with a high of 33. Wednesday, partly sunny, high 29. A good chance of accumulating snow next Thursday and turning colder behind that. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank is a community bank.
Why is that important to you? Community banks tend to base their lending decisions on local knowledge gained through long-time relationships with families, farms, and businesses. Community banks' deposits are primarily local, and the bank's loans are to local people and businesses. Community banks' assets are a real asset to the local community, where new businesses, students, and entrepreneurs of all types have a voice that is heard and appreciated. Since 1881, the Richland County Bank has provided people in the area with quality banking service. It's local people serving local people. It's local people and their community bank working together for the good of the community today and the community's well-being tomorrow. It's what "where others have their branches, we have our roots" really means. Learn how Richland County Bank can be the community partner you're looking for at richlandcountybank.com or by calling 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Currently in Richland Center, it's cloudy and 29 degrees after a daytime high of 31 and a morning low of 28. Yesterday's high was 36 and we received no precipitation. Record high set back in 1880 is 53 degrees with a record low of 26 below set back in 1964. Last year's high was 36 with a low of 31. Sunset will take place, or already took place, tonight at 4:39, and sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 7:34. Winds are out of the southwest at 3 miles per hour. Our barometric reading is 30.29, and we have received no precipitation so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 29 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, working hard to be sure every customer is treated correctly the first time.
WRCO Sports is sponsored this evening by Schwartz Insurance, your Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency, and Lakes Gas Company, serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices since 1959. Here is Phil Nee with a look at tonight's high school sports schedule.
There's boys basketball in the area tonight, including from the Scenic Bluffs, Royal at Wunniwuk Center, Hillsboro at Cashton, Brookwood at Nisida, New Lisbon at Bangor, Westby at Viroqua, Mount Horeb at Portage, Reedsburg at McFarland, Stoughton at Sauk Prairie, and Baraboo at Edgewood. Closer to home, Weston plays at Wisconsin Heights and Seneca at Boscobel. Cooley Christian is at DeSoto for boys and girls basketball tonight. The girls' schedule also includes Highland at River Ridge, Benton at Schulzburg, and Judah at Broadhead, Belmont at Potosi-Cassville. Wautoma travels to Wisconsin Dells and Mauston at Adams Friendship. Westby travels to GET. In the SWAL, Boscobel at Cuba City, Riverdale at Iowa Grant, Southwestern visits Mineral Point. And in the Southwest Conference, Platteville at River Valley, Prairie du Chien at Lancaster, and Dodgeville at Richland Center, coming up on FM 100.9 and WRCO.com tonight. Richland Center girls coach Alec Adsett says the team has been showing improvement.
We played Westby very, very tough. In the previous week before the holiday tournament, we played them and lost, I think, by like 31 points. And during the holiday tournament, we only lost by 8. We were in the game. It was ours up until the end. I'm super proud of the girls and how we're making steps, you know, not always linear steps. I mean, we do have some steps back here once in a while, but we're trending upwards.
Hear the game tonight on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCO.com. Dodgeville at Richland Center, area girls basketball. I'm Phil Nee.
At Schwartz Insurance, when they say they can customize your insurance policy, they really can. If your insurance needs include auto and home packages, high risk, motorcycle, collector cars, recreational vehicles, watercraft, country estates, agribusiness and farm, business, health, or life, Schwartz Insurance can customize your coverage to fit you. Call 647-8891 to check and get your questions answered. And be sure, with Schwartz Insurance, your local Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency.
Since 1959, Lakes Gas has been serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane service and great prices, from residential to commercial, 20-pound barbecue cylinders to large bulk tanks. Lakes Gas is a dedicated professional supplier of propane. They make propane services simple and customer-friendly with available automatic scheduled propane deliveries and online payment, plus after-hours assistance and on weekends for urgent deliveries during crisis situations. Let Lakes Gas Company keep your family warm and your business running. Call 647-7034.
The Indianapolis Pacers put 47 points on the board in a high-scoring third period on the way to a 142-130 win over the Bucks last night. That gave Indy a sweep of the home and home series. The two teams have played five times in the last almost 8 weeks and won't meet again during the regular season. Giannis Antetokounmpo had 26 points and 11 rebounds in the loss. Damian Lillard added 23 points and 5 rebounds. The Bucks return to action tonight against Victor Wembanyama and the San Antonio Spurs on the road. Tip-off for that game is at 6:30, and you can hear the game, that broadcast of that game, I should say, on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450. Tip-off, as I said, be at 6:30, and then pregame will be at 6. The Green Bay Packers can get a wild card playoff berth if they close the regular season by beating the Chicago Bears for a 10th consecutive time. The Bears haven't defeated the Packers since 2018. The Packers have won their past two games in 6 of their past 9. The Bears have won 2 straight and 5 of their past 7. This game also gives Chicago quarterback Justin Fields a chance to make an impression on the Bears as they decide whether to take a quarterback with the number 1 overall pick in the upcoming draft. No Packers have been named to the roster for this year's Pro Bowl. The team does have 5 alternates. Edge rusher Rashawn Gary is a first alternate at outside linebacker. He has 9 sacks this season. Green Bay's other alternates for the game are cornerback Jair Alexander, defensive lineman Kenny Clark, offensive lineman Elgin Jenkins, and return specialist Keyshawn Nixon. Brewers have obtained left-handed pitcher Brian Hudson in a trade with the Los Angeles Dodgers. Milwaukee sends 18-year-old prospect Justin Chambers west. Hudson made his Major League Baseball debut last season, throwing just under 9 mostly ineffective innings. He was bounced off the Dodgers' 40-man roster to make room for their free agent pitcher Yoshinobu Yamamoto. And the men's hockey team, Wisconsin men's hockey team, will go on the road this weekend for a Big Ten Conference Series at Notre Dame. The Badgers are riding a 7-game winning streak after taking the title at the Quick Trip Holiday Faceoff last week. The next opponent for the number five ranked Badgers has a record of 10-8-2. Goaltender Ryan Bischel of the Fighting Irish has the second best save percentage in the country at .932, behind only Wisconsin's Kyle McClellan. WRCO Sports has been sponsored by Lakes Gas Company, taking care of your LP needs, and Schwartz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection at the most competitive rates. For WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thede.
Virtual meetings, getting the kids ready for school, and off to after-school practice, life keeps us busy, but it's important to find time for the moments that really matter. That's why Gunderson-Boscobel Area Hospital and Clinics is offering expanded local and virtual care options, so you'll do a little less waiting and a little more playing. A little less driving and a little more living.
The movie's about to start.
Gunderson-Boscobel, we're bringing love plus medicine to you.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com.
This Farm News and Market Report is sponsored in part by Meister Log and Lumber Company, your local professional foresters assisting you in forest management goals. Call Toby Witkowski from Meister Log and Lumber about buying your logs and standing timber.
Soybeans and cattle were lower Thursday. Corn was mostly modestly higher and hogs were up. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. For decades, Stein has represented simply the best in corn genetics. They offer more than 50 lines of the highest performing corn featuring a broad range of traits. Stein has yield. Soybeans were down on speculative and technical selling. Forecasts have more rain in dry parts of Brazil into mid-month, boosting production potential for some of the later planted beans. Conditions in Argentina are generally favorable. March beans were down 9.5 at 1267.5. May was 8.5 lower at 1276.5. March bean meal was down $4.20 at 376.20, and March bean oil was 44 points lower at 48.16. Corn was mostly steady to modestly higher, watching weather in South America ahead of updated projections next week from USDA and CONAB. Export demand has picked up, with the U.S. corn price the best value into spring on the export market. March corn was up 1.25 at 466.5, and May was one higher at 479. And wheat was firm to higher on short covering, technical buying, and the lower trade in the dollar during the session. Winter wheat conditions in the southern plains have improved, with more precip on the way for parts of the region. The big bearish factor continues to be slow export demand. March Chicago is up 13.25 at 613.5. March Kansas City was 4.25 higher at 625.75. March Minneapolis wheat was up 2.75 at 711.25. Live and feeder cattle were down on technical selling and the recent lackluster trade in wholesale beef. February live was down 72 at 171.12. April was 45 lower at 174.30. March feeders were down $1.37 at 225.65. April was 127 lower at 231.27. And hogs were up on oversold signals in the sharply higher midday pork. February lean was 375 higher at 69.05, and April was up 275 at 74.95. Megan Grebner has your full look at cash livestock after this.
If you look close enough, you can see the hidden potential that lives within your fields. That's why an AgroLiquid crop nutrition plan starts with the crop and identifies the precise combination of primary nutrients while focusing on the support of secondary and micronutrients, ensuring that every nutrient is working in harmony for your crop to reach its full potential, maximizing growth while offering lower use rates and greater overall efficiency. And with our comprehensive customer support and robust agronomic knowledge, you can feel confident that your precision crop nutrition plan is the right one to reach your goals. Apply less, expect more, precisely. Find an AgroLiquid dealer and achieve more with less at agroliquid.com.
Direct cash cattle trade activity was quiet for much of the day Thursday. Bids did surface at $275 just. Asking prices were firm at $175 plus live in the south and $276 plus dressed in the north. Look for business to pick up over the balance of the week. Box beef closed lower with light demand for heavy offerings. Choice down 213 at $275.90. Select closed 3 cents lower at $258.82. Estimated cattle slaughter was 126,000 head, up 1,000 on the week and down 2,000 on the year. Cash hogs ended the day mixed. Bears and gilt at the national daily direct up 43 cents with a weighted average of 45.31. The Iowa Minnesota closed 40 cents lower with a weighted average of 45.60. The Western Corn Belt was down 70 cents with a weighted average of 45.29. Pork values closed higher, up $1.72 at $84.50. And estimated hog slaughter was 491,000 head, up 1,000 on the week and up 5,000 on the year. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Reedsburg Farmers Co-op understands that downtime is costly when you're busy in the field. When you need your auto or truck service, bring it to Reedsburg Farmers Co-op service station for a tune-up, oil change, tires, or transmission flush, along with brakes or exhaust. Do you have a busted hydraulic hose? They can help with that too. Call Mark at 524-3651 for an appointment. He's ready to keep you on the go. Reedsburg Farmers Co-op is ready to listen and serve any or all of your seed, feed, and service needs. See them today on South Walnut Street, Reedsburg.
In Wisconsin, there are a lot of reasons to buy insurance. We get wind and hail, have lightning strikes regularly, and we have car accidents. I'm Dylan Lewis with Richards Insurance. Choosing an insurance company can seem difficult. They all advertise themselves as the best, but we encourage you to consider Erie Insurance, which is above all in service. Trust Richards Insurance when we say that we want to be your Erie Insurance agent. Visit RichardsInsure.com and request a quote today. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
I'm Brent Barnett with Ag Headline News on Brownfield. Corn rootworm has the attention of many farmers planning for the upcoming growing season. Jim Lappin with AmVac tells Brownfield the insect continues to be a problem.
In the upper Midwest, Midwest, probably corn rootworm is one of the biggest topics from 23 and 22, in that we've seen elevated pressures from corn rootworm.
More news is next.
It's 4 a.m., Monday, and you're literally sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. Man, that's love. And if you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. To make sure your child's in the right seat for their age and size, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is often laced into illicit drugs and used to make fake versions of prescription pills. You can't see it, taste it, or smell it. Suppliers mix fentanyl into their products because it's potent and cheap, and the dealer might not even know. Keep yourself and others safe by knowing the real deal on fentanyl. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
The president of Corn and Soybean Advisor says he's not expecting Brazil's second crop corn production to increase this year. Michael Cordonier says farmers are likely to plant fewer corn acres because of lower prices and production risks from the weather.
Because if you planted it into February or early March and the rain ends 30 days later, you're going to have a very bad crop.
A winter storm system is expected to move across parts of the Corn Belt next week, and an eastern Iowa cattle farmer says it's coming at a bad time.
We just started calving. We got 3 calves on the ground.
Lance Lillibridge tells Brownfield he'll take extra steps to be prepared for the storm.
We have to make sure the cows are comfortable and that they're bedded up. That's super important, making sure that they're comfortable. And then, of course, making sure the waters are not froze up, make sure they've got fresh water.
U.S. ethanol stocks climbed to multi-month highs last week. More news at brownfieldagnews.com. I'm Brent Barnett with Brownfield.
Harchi Lumber carries a wide array of building supply products to help you complete your project. Save time and money to get what you need in one place. Call the experts serving the area since 1969. Harchi Lumber, along Highway 33 between Laval and Reedsburg. Harchi Lumber is a provider of lumber, steel roofing and siding, and a complete line of home and pole building materials, including custom-built prefab wall panels that can be delivered. For more information, call Harchi Lumber at 608-985-7207.
Planning for 2024. Hello everyone, I'm Brent Barnett with Managing for Profit on Brownfield, a content partnership with AgroLiquid. Many producers are taking inventory of what nutrients are available in their soils. On this episode, an expert with AgroLiquid says now is a time to work with an agronomist to identify the products they want to apply. More coming up on Managing for Profit on Brownfield.
If you look close enough, you can see the hidden potential that lives within your fields. That's why an AgroLiquid crop nutrition plan starts with the crop and identifies the precise combination of primary nutrients while focusing on the support of secondary and micronutrients, ensuring that every nutrient is working in harmony for your crop to reach its full potential. Maximizing growth while offering lower use rates and greater overall efficiency. And with our comprehensive customer support and robust agronomic knowledge, you can feel confident that your precision crop nutrition plan is the right one to reach your goals. Apply less, expect more, precisely. Find an AgroLiquid dealer and achieve more with less at agroliquid.com.
Stephanie Zelenko, National Agronomist for AgroLiquid, says it's important to use information learned from the previous growing season when making future decisions.
2023 was variable depending upon where you're at. It seemed like the dry parts of the country were wetter than normal, and the normal wetter part of the countries were drier than normal. So that just proves that, you know, agriculture changes every year. And so what we learned is be able to change and make adjustments as that season goes along. And there's lots of options and products out there that can help you do that.
She says taking nutrient inventory is key.
Inventory comes back to that soil test, getting that good baseline of what your soil has, and also the inventory of field potential based on environment. So moisture, soil conditions, setting a realistic yield goal to achieve, you know, be able to achieve that in season.
And Zelenko's advice for growers making soil tests.
I like to see soil tests every 2 to 3 years, but be consistent. So if you're going to be a fall sampler, sample, you know, if possible, always in the fall. If you're a spring sampler, sample in the spring. And, you know, it doesn't matter to me what time of year you do it, as long as it's the same from year to year, because nutrients do cycle. And so it's kind of hard to determine fair comparisons if you're comparing a spring of 1 year to the fall of the other year. So I like to see them at the same time of the season, the same depth each year, and then keep those, you know, ideally at the same lab or at least the same testing procedures so we can track those over time and go, you know, and make better comparisons from year to year, how we can adjust and change that fertilizer program.
She says growers can work with an agronomist to enhance their fertility programs.
A lot of guys, you know, even AgriLiquid, we do win rate data where we know, you know, what the likelihood of a nutrient is to perform positively. And so then you can maybe trade those dollars out. You know, maybe you can reduce your nitrogen a little bit and add in some zinc or manganese or sulfur that will give you that better return on investment.
Zelenko says producers need to keep the economic market in mind.
Commodity prices are a little bit on that lower side, and so it's going to be more critical to manage that soil test and that fertility program so we can ensure that you're still profitable in that season.
I'm Brent Barnett with Managing for Profit on Brownfield, a content partnership with AgriLiquid.
Save extra now during the half price sale of Mr. G's Shoes and Clothing in Richland Center and Viroqua. Buy any item at the regular or sale price and get a second item of equal value or less for half price.
Yes, you heard it. Half price.
Special orders and layaways not included. The half price sale in Mr. G's Shoes and Clothing, Richland Center and Viroqua. But hurry, this fantastic sale ends this Sunday.
Choose Mr. G.
Does your employer provide 6 weeks of paid time off in your first year? Rockwell Automation does. How about a $2,500 sign-on bonus? Rockwell offers that too. A 401k with company match, annual bonus for all employees, unlimited $1,500 referral bonus, paid parental leave, a tuition reimbursement program, countless opportunities for advancement. Yeah, Rockwell Automation offers all of that and more. Our second shift team is growing, and we'd like you to be part of it. With wages for second shift assemblers starting over $22 an hour on top of the already mentioned great benefits, what are you waiting for? It's time for you to join our team. We aren't your typical industrial experience. We're a great place to work because of the great people that work here, and it's been that way since 1971. Visit rockwellautomation.com/careers and search for Richland Center, or simply stop in Wednesdays between 10 a.m. and 5 p.m. for an on-the-spot interview. Rockwell Automation, where talent meets opportunity, where we meet you.
Both know.
road is my only true friend. Another night alone, but I see you in my dreams sometimes.
That was Greg Allman with My Only True Friend right here on WRCO Country and Community. I'm Tim Thede. I'm going to be bringing you some great music up until shortly after the 7 o'clock hour, and then we'll be bringing you high school girls basketball action. It'll be Dodgeville at Richland Center. Phil Nee will be making the call for that game. Pre-game should be around 7:15. Right now, the Wirtz floor and home temperature gauge says it's 29 degrees at 547. Hoping you're having a good Thursday. Tomorrow's Friday, so the weekend's almost here. But we got the first long week of work after the holidays starting next week. So hopefully it goes by fast for you. This month has gone by so fast already. It's already the fourth day of January in 2024. And just want to let you know about a couple things. Peace United Methodist Church has joined the Trinity United Methodist Church. Those wanting to call Peace United Methodist Church should now call Trinity United Methodist Church at 608-647-3203. And goat farmers or those who have use for can pick up used Christmas trees from the Rotary Lights in the Park at Cross Cup Park. Simply take as many as you need or can use from the pile any time of day or night. Coming up next, we have Mr. Luke Bryan with Country On.
Hey, farm boy, keep dropping that plow, baling that hay, feeding them cows from the rooster crow till another long day is gone. Country on. Hey, big rig, keep clocking in miles, pulling that horn, making us smile, rolling that load down the road all
night long, country on. Hey cowboy, keep slinging that rope, eating that dirt, wearing that gold, break a leg rodeo, but just don't break no bones, country on. Hey barkeep, about another round, keep the neon lit in this crazy town, just pour a little more, country on. Country on. Country on. Hey firemen, boys and girls in blue, we could sure use a lot more like you. You come running in anytime anything goes wrong, country on. Hey soldier, wherever you might be, hats off to keeping us free. All our thoughts and prayers till you get back home, country on. Hey hometown, keep throwing that ball, raise them outside, hang a fish on the wall. They only stay a little so long, so love them up strong, country on. I say hey, hey USA, we ain't seen our better days. Hell no, hey y'all, country on, country on. Hey Nashville, keep bending them strings, digging for gold, chasing them dreams. Keep on with your songs till the whole world singing along, country on.
Shopping all day, well, that's better with a buzz. Be any full of wine or a flask full of whiskey. If I can't have a good time, I'll bring my good time with me. Hiding my can in a styrofoam cup. Some things in life are better with a buzz. That honey-do list is sure adding up fast. But raking leaves and cutting grass, you know, that's better with a buzz. A yeti full of wine or a flask full of whiskey. If I can't have a good time, I bring my good time with me. Hiding my can in a styrofoam cup. Some things in life are better with a buzz.
been saving that date for 6 months now. I heard someone crack a cold one when they started the vows. Guess my cousin's second wedding in my hometown. That's better with a buzz. Yeti full of wine or a flask full of whiskey. If I can't have a good time, I bring my good time with me. Hide my can in a styrofoam cup. Some things in life, yeah, they're better with a buzz. Oh, they're better with a buzz. All those family reunions are better with a buzz. Christmas with the in-laws is better with a buzz. Doing all that laundry, better with a buzz. Most things are better with a buzz.
Chesney Turner.